Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Mexico Episode 1, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 1. The Dawn of Civilization, pre-10,000 BCE, 250 CE. From wanderers to the architects of civilization. The awakening of a land. The wind whispered over an ancient land long before men built temples of stone or carved stories into the faces of mountains. The earth was alive with restless change. Volcanoes churned their molten heartbeats, carving jagged peaks that loomed over dense forests teeming with life. Rivers slithered through valleys, their silver tongues etching pathways into the land that would one day cradle civilizations of immense grandeur. But before the rise of the Olmecs, the Maya, or the mighty Mexica, before the colossal temples and intricate hieroglyphs, there was a time when Mexico belonged only to the elements, to beasts older than memory, and to a handful of nomadic wanderers who sought meaning in the vast unknown. These early humans, our ancestors, were not yet the rulers of the land. They were but fragile shadows against a backdrop of towering beasts. Saber-toothed cats prowling through dense canopies, mastodons and mammoths leaving footprints that pooled with rain, and the great short-faced bear, taller than any man, standing as a god of the wilderness. But as nature tested them, these first settlers of Mexico, armed only with their instincts and crude tools, learned to shape the land as much as it shaped them. 1.1 The first footsteps, pre-10,000 BCE. The story of Mexico's first inhabitants is written in bones, stone tools, and the remnants of ancient hearths buried beneath layers of time. Though much of their existence remains shrouded in mystery, the evidence whispers of a journey that began long before recorded history. Archaeologists once believed that humans first set foot in the Americas around 13,000 years ago, with the arrival of the Clovis people, named for their distinct spear points. However, discoveries in Mexico have challenged this long-standing theory, revealing a far older presence. In the caves of Chicuahuite, Zacatecas, stone tools dating back 30,000 years suggest that the first humans may have arrived far earlier than once believed. These ancient wanderers were likely small bands of hunter-gatherers, moving in rhythm with the seasons. They followed the great migrations, herds of mammoths that once roamed the vast grasslands, bison that thundered across open plains, and the elusive deer whose sharp ears caught every whisper of danger. Survival was brutal, demanding an intimate understanding of the land. Where to find fresh water in the dry season, how to track game without leaving traces for rival predators, and when to move before the earth hardened beneath the breath of drought. 1.2 The first settlements and the domestication of maize, 10,000 BCE, 2000 BCE. For thousands of years, these nomadic bands lived as wanderers, but human destiny changed when they turned their gaze to the soil. It was here, in the heart of what would one day be Mexico, that one of the greatest revolutions in human history took root, the birth of agriculture. It is believed that somewhere around 9,000 years ago, in the valleys of present-day Oaxaca and Puebla, the first humans began experimenting with wild grasses. Among them was teosinte, an unassuming plant with small, tough kernels encased in a hard husk. Over generations, through careful selection and cultivation, these early farmers transformed teosinte into what we now recognize as maize, the lifeblood of Mesoamerican civilization. This innovation changed everything. No longer bound to the endless chase of migrating herds, people began to settle in villages. The first agricultural societies emerged, creating permanent dwellings, storing food for lean seasons, and developing new technologies. Alongside maize, they cultivated beans, squash, and chili peppers, forming the foundation of Mesoamerican cuisine and nutrition. But agriculture did more than just provide food. It shaped belief systems, social structures, and the earliest hints of civilization. As surplus food allowed populations to grow, societies began forming around those who controlled resources, laying the groundwork for the power hierarchies that would later define great empires. 1.3 The Olmecs, the first civilization, 2000 BCE, 400 BCE. From the fertile lands of the Gulf Coast rose a people whose influence would echo through the ages. They were the Olmecs, the first great civilization of Mesoamerica, the architects of culture who laid the foundation for all that would follow. Their cities, such as San Lorenzo, La Venta, and Tres Sapotes, flourished between 1400 BCE and 400 BCE. They built massive ceremonial centers with towering platforms, complex drainage systems, and colossal stone heads, each weighing up to 40 tons, carved from volcanic basalt and transported across vast distances. These heads, believed to be portraits of their rulers, bore fierce expressions, their gaze unyielding, their helmets marking them as warriors or divine kings. The Olmecs were not merely builders but visionaries. They gave Mesoamerica its first writing system, its first calendar, and possibly even the first version of the famous ballgame that would later be played in Maya and Aztec cities. Their religion was deeply shamanistic, their world ruled by gods of rain, fertility, and the underworld. The image of the were-jaguar, a half-human, half-feline deity, dominated their art, a symbol of power and transformation. But then, as mysteriously as they had risen, the Olmecs disappeared. Around 400 BCE, their cities were abandoned, their colossal heads left staring into an uncertain future. Some believe environmental changes led to their decline. Others suspect internal conflict or invasion. Yet, though their civilization faded, their influence remained, seeding the cultural DNA of all future Mesoamerican civilizations. 1.4 The Maya and the Rise of Complexity, 750 BCE, 250 CE. As the Olmecs waned, new civilizations emerged, each carrying the torch of innovation forward. Among them, none would shine brighter than the Maya. By 750 BCE, Maya city-states were beginning to take form, particularly in regions of Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, and the Yucatan Peninsula. Unlike the Olmecs, the Maya were not a single centralized empire, but a collection of fiercely independent city-states, each ruled by divine kings. The Maya expanded upon the Olmec legacy, perfecting the art of writing, creating an advanced mathematical system, and charting the heavens with an astronomical precision that rivaled any civilization of its time. By 250 CE, the great cities of Tikal, Calakmul, and Copan were thriving, their pyramids rising above the jungle canopy, their plazas filled with artisans, scribes, and warriors. But this was just the beginning. As we stand on the threshold of history, gazing toward the dawn of Maya greatness, the echoes of the Olmecs still linger in the stones of abandoned temples, and the seeds of maize continue to sustain a people who will one day build empires that defy the ages. The story of Mexico has begun. Chapter 2, The Rise of Mesoamerican Empires, 250 CE, 900 CE. The Architects of Civilization, from Teotihuacan to the Maya Golden Age. Introduction, A Land Transformed. The land that would become Mexico was no longer a vast wilderness dominated by wandering hunter-gatherers or small farming villages. By 250 CE, civilization had taken root, and the echoes of mighty empires began to shape the destiny of an entire region. Towering pyramids stretched toward the sky, marketplaces buzzed with the voices of traders and artisans, and grand cities emerged, built upon the legacies of the Olmecs and early settlers. Two civilizations would come to define this age. Teotihuacan, the city of gods, a metropolis unlike anything the world had ever seen, where power and mystery walked hand in hand. The Maya, the masters of time and knowledge, a civilization that would redefine art, science, and warfare. This chapter will unravel the rise of these two great powers, their triumphs, and the shadows that would eventually lead to their decline. 2.1 Teotihuacan, the city of gods, 200 BCE, 750 CE. The birth of a metropolis. Before the rise of Teotihuacan, the Valley of Mexico was home to scattered villages and early settlements. But something remarkable happened around 200 BCE. A small village near present-day Mexico City began to expand at an unprecedented rate. By 100 CE, it had grown into a city of over 100,000 people, and by 450 CE, it was one of the largest cities in the world, rivaling the great metropolises of Rome and Constantinople. But unlike Rome or Athens, we still do not know who built Teotihuacan. There is no single ruler's name, no clear records of a dynastic lineage, no written language that survived the ages. Instead, the city itself speaks, a silent testament to the ambitions of its builders. The grand design. Teotihuacan was a marvel of urban planning. Unlike earlier civilizations, which built cities that grew organically, Teotihuacan was engineered with precision. The city followed a strict grid layout, with vast streets and avenues aligned with celestial movements. The Avenue of the Dead, the city's main thoroughfare, stretched nearly 3 miles, flanked by temples, plazas, and grand palaces. At its heart stood two of the most awe-inspiring structures in the ancient world. The Pyramid of the Sun, rising 216 feet into the sky, it was one of the tallest structures in the Americas, built atop a cave believed to be a portal to the underworld. The Pyramid of the Moon, standing at the end of the Avenue of the Dead, it was used for religious rituals, sacrifices, and possibly the crowning of rulers. The society and economy of Teotihuacan. Teotihuacan was not just a city. It was a civilization in itself, with a multi-ethnic society, advanced craftsmanship, and an economy that reached as far as modern-day Guatemala and the southwestern United States. Trade and industry. The city was a hub of trade, with merchants bringing obsidian, jade, textiles, and exotic feathers. Obsidian, in particular, was crucial. It was shaped into weapons, tools, and religious artifacts, fueling Teotihuacan's military dominance. Religion and rituals. Teotihuacan was a deeply religious city, with gods such as Tlaloc, god of rain and fertility, and Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, a deity of wisdom and renewal, taking center stage. Human sacrifice. Evidence from temple excavations suggests that human sacrifice played a central role in religious ceremonies. Mass graves of warriors, adorned in elaborate regalia, indicate that captives may have been offered to the gods to sustain the cosmic order. The fall of Teotihuacan, 750 CE. For centuries, Teotihuacan dominated Mesoamerica, but around 750 CE, the city mysteriously collapsed. Historians have debated the reasons behind its downfall. Internal unrest. Some scholars believe an internal rebellion led to the city's destruction, with evidence of palaces being burned. Environmental collapse. A prolonged drought or agricultural failure may have weakened the city. Foreign invasion. The growing power of the Maya and other rival groups might have contributed to its fall. Whatever the cause, by 800 CE, Teotihuacan was abandoned, leaving behind its colossal ruins, waiting to be rediscovered centuries later. 2.2 The Maya. The civilization of time and kings, 250 CE, 900 CE. While Teotihuacan ruled the highlands of central Mexico, another civilization flourished in the dense rainforests of modern-day Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. The Maya were not a single empire but a vast network of city-states, each with its own rulers, gods, and traditions. The rise of the Maya, 250 CE, 600 CE. Maya cities such as Tikal, Palenque, Calakmul, and Copan became centers of astronomy, architecture, and warfare. Unlike Teotihuacan, the Maya developed a fully functional writing system, recording their history in hieroglyphs on stone monuments called stelae. Astronomy and timekeeping. The Maya created one of the most accurate calendars in human history, based on detailed celestial observations. Their long count calendar, which caused global panic in 2012 due to misinterpretations, actually tracked long cycles of time, rather than predicting the end of the world. Monumental architecture. Maya cities were built around massive pyramids, often dedicated to specific rulers. Tikal's Temple 4, for example, rose 230 feet above the jungle canopy, making it one of the tallest pre-Columbian structures. The Maya Wars and Power Struggles, 600 CE, 800 CE. Maya civilization was not peaceful. Warfare was constant, with city-states vying for dominance. Some of the greatest conflicts included the war between Tikal and Calakmul. These two superpowers fought for over a century, engaging in alliances, betrayals, and citywide destruction. The fall of Copan, 738 CE. The once great city of Copan suffered a shocking defeat when its king, Waxaclajuanabacahuil, was captured and executed by the ruler of Quirigua. The mysterious collapse of the Maya, 800 CE, 900 CE. By 900 CE, many of the great Maya cities had been abandoned. Theories behind their decline include drought and famine. Climate records suggest a series of severe droughts devastated agriculture. Overpopulation. The increasing number of inhabitants may have exceeded the land's ability to provide food. Political collapse. Internal wars weakened cities, making them vulnerable to environmental disasters. While many cities in the southern lowlands were abandoned, the Maya civilization did not disappear. Cities like Chichen Itza and Uxmal continued to thrive in the north, keeping Maya culture alive. Chapter 3. The Toltecs and the Warrior Kings, 900 CE, 1325 CE. The Shadow of the Serpent, the Rise and Fall of Tula. Introduction. A new power rises from the ashes. As the mighty cities of Teotihuacan and the classic Maya collapsed, Mesoamerica entered a time of chaos and transformation. The once flourishing metropolises were abandoned, their temples and pyramids slowly swallowed by jungle and time. A power vacuum was left in the wake of these fallen empires, and from this void emerged a new force, the Toltecs. The Toltecs were warriors, artisans, and architects of a new order. They built Tula, a city of great splendor, where myth and history intertwined. The Toltecs became the model for future empires, especially the Aztecs, who revered them as the embodiment of military and cultural perfection. But with power came conflict. The Toltecs' history is one of great leaders, betrayals, and the battle between order and chaos. It is a story of how a once mighty civilization fell, leaving behind a legacy that would be claimed by those who came after. 3.1 The Origins of the Toltecs, 900 CE, 950 CE. The Collapse of the Old World. By 900 CE, the heart of Mesoamerica was fractured. The great cities of Teotihuacan and the Maya had faded into legend, leaving behind ruins and whispers of past glories. The land was now a mosaic of small city-states, warring over land and resources. It was in this fractured world that the Toltecs emerged. The Toltecs were not a single ethnic group, but a confederation of Nahua-speaking warriors, priests, and artisans who migrated into central Mexico from the north. According to legend, they were guided by Suacatl-Tepiltzin Quetzalcoatl, a priest king who sought to create a civilization built on knowledge, art, and war. The founding of Tula. By 950 CE, the Toltecs established their capital at Tula, Tlalnepantla, a city that would become the heart of their civilization. Tula was designed as both a fortress and a temple city, with towering pyramids, ceremonial ball courts, and grand palaces. The temple of Tlahuizcalpanacutli, Morning Star, stood as a testament to their devotion to the gods. Gigantic Atlantean warrior statues, standing 15 feet tall, watched over the city. The serpent columns, massive carved pillars, depicted scenes of battle and conquest. Tula became the center of trade, military strategy, and religious power, dominating the surrounding regions. But within its walls, a battle for its very soul began. 3.2 Quetzalcoatl versus Tezcatlipoca. A clash of ideologies, 950 CE, 1000 CE. The Toltecs were shaped by the battle between two powerful ideologies, one led by Tepiltzin Quetzalcoatl, the philosopher king, and the other by followers of Tezcatlipoca, the god of war, darkness, and sacrifice. The rule of Tepiltzin Quetzalcoatl. Tepiltzin Quetzalcoatl was not just a king, but a priest and visionary. His rule was marked by a rejection of human sacrifice, instead offering flowers, butterflies, and incense to the gods. The promotion of art, knowledge, and architecture, making Tula a city of culture. Strengthening trade with distant lands, from the Maya to the Gulf Coast. Under his reign, Tula flourished, and the Toltecs became masters of metallurgy, sculpture, and featherworking. But not everyone welcomed his vision. The rise of Tezcatlipoca's followers. A rival faction, devoted to Tezcatlipoca, opposed Quetzalcoatl's reforms. They believed that war and sacrifice were essential to maintaining cosmic balance. They viewed Quetzalcoatl's peaceful policies as weakness, blaming him for military losses. Priests of Tezcatlipoca began manipulating politics, calling for the return of human sacrifice. A coup was plotted, setting the stage for civil war. According to legend, Quetzalcoatl was tricked into disgrace by his rivals. He was intoxicated during a sacred ritual, leading to his self-imposed exile. As he left Tula, he vowed to one day return from the east, a prophecy that would later haunt the Aztecs when the Spanish arrived. 3.3 The Military Empire of the Toltecs, 1000 CE, 1150 CE. The Rise of the Toltec Warriors. With Quetzalcoatl gone, the Toltecs transformed into a war-driven empire. The followers of Tezcatlipoca launched a military expansion, conquering territories from the Gulf Coast to present-day Guatemala. The Toltecs enslaved rival tribes, forcing them to provide tribute. Their warriors became feared across Mesoamerica, with their elite jaguar and eagle knights leading devastating raids. They influenced the Maya of Chichen Itza, introducing their architectural style and religious beliefs. Tula's power and wealth reached its peak, but the seeds of destruction had already been planted. 3.4 The Fall of Tula and the Toltec Empire, 1150 CE, 1175 CE. The same forces that had led the Toltecs to power would now tear them apart. Civil war and invasion. By 1150 CE, Tula was collapsing under the weight of its own ambitions. Internal strife, factional battles between rival noble families weakened leadership. Environmental disaster, prolonged droughts led to famine and instability. Invasions, the Chichimecas, a fierce northern people, attacked Tula, burning temples and looting palaces. The end of the Toltec Order. By 1175 CE, Tula was abandoned, its once mighty pyramids left to the vultures. The Toltecs, once the masters of Mesoamerica, faded into obscurity. Yet their legacy lived on. The Aztecs, who arrived in the Valley of Mexico a century later, would revere the Toltecs as divine ancestors, adopting their gods, military traditions, and cultural innovations. The fall of the Toltecs was not the end of Mesoamerica's great civilizations. It was the dawn of an empire that would eclipse them all. 3.5 The Dawn of the Aztecs, 1200 CE, 1325 CE. With the Toltecs gone, new powers rose from their ashes. The Mexica, a wandering group of Nahua-speaking people, entered the Valley of Mexico around 1200 CE. For years, they were seen as barbarians, forced to serve more powerful city-states. But the Mexica were patient, waiting for a sign from the gods, a vision that would lead them to the place where they would found the most powerful empire in Mesoamerican history. That sign would come in 1325 CE, when an eagle was seen perched on a cactus, devouring a serpent. Here, on the waters of Lake Texcoco, the Mexica would build Tenochtitlan, the greatest city of them all. The Age of the Aztecs had begun. Chapter 4. The Aztec Ascendancy, 1325 CE, 1519 CE. The rise of an empire built on blood and gold. Introduction. From nomads to conquerors. In the annals of history, few civilizations have risen from the depths of obscurity to dominance as swiftly as the Aztecs, or the Mexica, as they called themselves. From humble origins as a wandering, despised people, they forged a civilization that would rule Mesoamerica with an iron grip. Their rise was guided by divine prophecy, fueled by military conquest, and sustained by a society that revolved around war, tribute, and religious sacrifice. The story of the Aztec ascendancy is one of resilience, ambition, and ruthlessness. By the dawn of the 16th century, they had built Tenochtitlan, a metropolis on water, rivaling any city in the world. Their empire stretched from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, controlling millions. But at the height of their power, they would face their greatest test, a confrontation with a force that would shatter their world forever. 4.1 The Origins of the Aztecs, 1200 CE, 1325 CE. A nomadic people searching for a home. The Mexica were one of many Nahua-speaking groups that migrated southward into central Mexico after the fall of the Toltecs. For decades, they wandered the Valley of Mexico, often serving as mercenaries for more powerful city-states. Other civilizations saw them as barbaric outsiders, labeling them as uncultured and unworthy of power. They were frequently expelled from lands they tried to settle. But the Mexica carried with them a prophecy. Their patron god, Huitzilopochtli, had commanded them to find a sign. An eagle perched on a cactus, devouring a serpent. Wherever they found this omen, they were to build their great city. The founding of Tenochtitlan, 1325 CE. According to legend, in 1325 CE, the Mexica saw the sacred sign on a small island in the middle of Lake Texcoco. Here, surrounded by water and overlooked by greater powers, they began building Tenochtitlan, the city of the prickly pear cactus. The early city was modest, but the Mexica had a powerful weapon, their ability to adapt, innovate, and fight. They built chinampas, floating agricultural islands that transformed the lake into farmland. They became expert hydraulic engineers, creating canals, dikes, and causeways to control the water. They allied with powerful factions and grew their military reputation. Tenochtitlan began as a city of survival, but it would soon become the heart of an empire. 4.2 The Triple Alliance. The birth of an empire, 1428 CE, 1440 CE. Breaking free from tyranny. For nearly a century, the Mexica lived under the rule of Azcapotzalco, the dominant power of the Valley of Mexico. They served as vassals, paying tribute and providing warriors. But when the oppressive ruler Tezozómoc died in 1426, a power struggle erupted. Seizing their chance, the Mexica, led by the warrior Prince Itzcoatl, formed a secret alliance with two other city-states. Texcoco, a cultural and economic powerhouse. Tlacopan, a smaller but strategic kingdom. Together, they overthrew Azcapotzalco in 1428, marking the birth of the Triple Alliance, the foundation of the Aztec Empire. Itzcoatl, architect of empire. With Azcapotzalco destroyed, Itzcoatl ensured Mexica dominance by rewriting history. He ordered the burning of historical records that linked the Mexica to their lowly origins, replacing them with a glorious new narrative, one that depicted them as the rightful heirs of the Toltecs. The Mexica were no longer outsiders. They were the chosen people of Huitzilopochtli, destined to rule through war and sacrifice. 4.3 The Age of Expansion, 1440 CE, 1502 CE. Moctezuma I, the first great conqueror, 1440 to 1469. Itzcoatl's successor, Moctezuma I, turned the Aztecs into a military juggernaut. His reign saw massive territorial expansion. The empire stretched from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific. The construction of a massive dike system to control Lake Texcoco's flooding. The institutionalization of human sacrifice, reinforcing religious power. Ahuitzcoatl, the empire at its peak, 1486 to 1502. The reign of Ahuitzcoatl saw the Aztec Empire reach its greatest extent. He led devastating military campaigns, capturing more land than any ruler before him. To celebrate his power, he ordered the construction of the Great Temple of Tenochtitlan. During its dedication, an estimated 20,000 captives were sacrificed in a 4-day blood ritual. The empire was at its zenith, feared by its enemies, worshipped by its people. But within its walls, weaknesses were beginning to show. 4.4 The Fragile Empire, 1502 to 1519 CE. Moctezuma II, the Philosopher King. When Moctezuma II took the throne in 1502, he inherited an empire at its height, but also a web of internal tensions. Unlike his predecessors, he was not just a warrior, but a deeply religious philosopher king. Instead of ruling through direct conquest, he attempted to centralize power, increasing tribute demands and installing loyal governors in conquered lands. But his rule had unintended consequences. Resentment grew. Many subject peoples, particularly the Tlaxcalans and Totonacs, saw the Aztecs as oppressors. Religious anxiety. The Aztec priests feared that they had angered the gods. Bad omens, including strange lights in the sky and mysterious floods, caused panic. A prophecy loomed. The legend of Quetzalcoatl's return haunted Moctezuma, making him fearful of foreign arrivals. In 1519, his fears would be realized. 4.5 The arrival of the Spanish, 1519 CE. Hernán Cortés, the outsider who changed everything. On April 22, 1519, a fleet of Spanish ships landed on the coast of Veracruz. At their helm was Hernán Cortés, an ambitious conquistador driven by gold, power, and glory. With only 600 men, he marched toward the heart of the empire. But he did not march alone. He formed alliances with the enemies of the Aztecs, including the Tlaxcalans, who saw the Spanish as potential liberators. When Cortés arrived in Tenochtitlan, Moctezuma welcomed him as an honored guest, perhaps believing that he was the returning Quetzalcoatl. But Cortés did not come to negotiate. Within months, the Aztec world would be shattered.